The question that always rattled around in my mind in those early days of believing in Jesus was this: why is Jesus necessary in my relationship with God? Why Christmas? Why Easter? Well, why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's good to ask questions like that. John chapter 3, verses 9, 14, and 15. Nicodemus asked, "How is this possible?" Jesus said, "Moses lifted up the snake in the desert. It is the same with the Son of Man. He must be lifted up too. Then everyone who believes in him can have eternal life." At this point, Nicodemus's mind went back to Numbers chapter 21. Israel had forsaken God, so he sent a plague of fiery serpents against them. Many died. But Moses repented on behalf of Israel, so God commanded him to make a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, so that if a serpent bit anyone, all they needed to do was to look at the bronze serpent and they lived. No building of hospitals, no anti-venom, no parties of men sent out to kill the serpents. No, all they needed to do was to look, see, and believe in order to be saved. In the same way, Jesus takes our sin upon himself, in effect becoming that serpent, becoming sin on our behalf upon that cross, on that pole. And all we need to do to be born again is not to go out on some self-help program, but to look on Jesus and believe. In fact, the more we look upon Christ and him crucified, the more repentance wells up in our hearts and the more the Spirit overwhelms us and renews our lives. That's the only way to be born again, the only way to enter the kingdom of God. So let me ask you, are you born again? That's God's word fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, isn't it? And speaking of power, if you have a prayer need, we'd love to pray with you, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential, and our whole prayer community will be praying with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.